Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. That's eastonbankandtrust.com. That's an outstanding website. That's not your grandfather's banker's website, so check that out. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. Mike's the president of an independent community bank, an organization that are thousands of them around the world. Don't know what we would do without them. I couldn't do without mine. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my independent community bank. I also encourage you to check out the ICBA.org. That's the national organization that supports these great banks. Mike, thanks again for staying with us. If I ask you this question, is there a little bit of a, if not a conspiracy, an attitude that of not such great support for independent community banks by the Fed and by the FDIC and other regulatory organizations? Would you, if I ask you, is there such a thing, what would you say?
Well, as you just said, conspiracy is a pretty strong word, and it also connotes the basic logic of people thinking together.
Yeah.
And that's not likely the case. But if I were to put that word in some type of a response, I try to categorize it as an academic conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that academic conspiracy exists at so many levels. In my humble opinion, it exists at the FASB, the Financial Accounting Standards Board.
Right.
It constantly promulgates accounting rules and regulations that are so far off the wall relative to small banks and small business, it's absurd.
And more collateral damage is it more collateral damage, or are they doing it intentionally?
Well, I think they're doing it academically intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
They're pursuing this thing called mark to market.
Oh, yeah.
Means that you value all your assets every day and all your liabilities every day based on the marketability, which frankly is beyond absurd.
Well, but
and then there's
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And then there's an academic regulatory effort underway to re-regulate the industry so that it could never happen again. And as you know, the result of the Wall Street meltdown was making too big to fail banks bigger.
Right, right.
And that occurred, and now there's this thought that with their living wills, if they get into trouble, they can break themselves up. I kind of have a hard time understanding how a $2 trillion company says, oh, listen, we've just failed, so we're going to go through a...
They don't even know who their counterparties are, let alone how to split themselves up.
Yeah, precisely. And then, of course, there's an academic political, I hate to use the word conspiracy, but whatever might be an analogy to the word conspiracy, and that is we're going to promulgate the politics necessary to micromanage this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going on. So I don't know that conspiracy is the right word, but the
consequence... How about an agenda?
Agenda may well be
that. Maybe
the right
that's
word.
The word. And folks, this is real. Yeah. This is real. And talk to your own independent community banker about this. Every one of you out there who like me have a relationship with an independent bank, you have someone in that operation that you have a relationship. Ask them about that. Talk to the president of your bank and ask them about that and find out, because this should inform you about your voting record, about how you vote, right, Mike?
Absolutely. James, the other point I want to quickly make is that regulatory burden exists at every plane in the economy, in the local towns, in the counties, in the states, and at the federal level. It just seems to me over the past decade there's been effort to regulate a little bit of everything. And that's snowballing to the point where small businesses trying to get a permit or banks trying to lend into a small business
right.
are stymied. And it's time for communities across the country to jump up and say, I'm mad as hell and I won't put up with
That's exactly right. But here's the rest of the story, Mike, on that. If this economy turns around and small businesses start going to their small banks and asking for money, which they're not doing that much of right now, as you know, and the banker says, things have changed since you were here last. We have to, you know, it's not going to be as convenient, as relational as it used to be because of all these new regulations. Small business owners are going to be stymied at that point.
Yeah, the cost, of course, the regulatory cost transmits right through the bank to the small business borrower.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a real challenge. There's no question about it.
Folks, these are warnings. Mike is being a futurist for us here in this visit today. These are warnings that are being fired across our bow so that you and I could become collateral damage of the independent community banks, collateral damage from the regulators and from the big banks. So these are concerns of ours. Mike, thanks for bringing this report. We appreciate you very much.
My pleasure, James.
We'll see you next time. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back another day, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.